The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I think we have to take the Senate. Yeah, I would be very disappointed.
That's the voice of Rents Priebus, who, of course, is running the show for the Republicans, the Republican Committee Chair. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. It's time for Midterm Madness. A little later, you'll hear, rather, from the Democratic Committee Chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They actually were together for what I call the Sunday Swirl on a joint national interview. And how about that? They were both talking about what they thought was going to happen with each other's party. And, of course, Priebus says if you look at Colorado, we're up on votes. That's going to help. We're whipping the Dems in Arkansas. We're dead even right now in Iowa. And there are a couple of big states in play that are going to make a big difference in what happens to the face of the Senate as far as majority Republican or stay Democrat. So split chambers, or are we going to have Republicans with a majority in both Congress and in the Senate? Turnout is a very, very big thing. Turnout matters for the Senate and the Congress and for your local races and issues. So I hope all of you listening to me are going to be there on Tuesday and find a way to go and vote. In fact, I've lobbied about this for a long time now, but I think we should have Election Day as a mandatory holiday. Let's see if we can pull more people out to vote then. You can absentee ballot, do it that way. You can vote usually on the weekends leading up to an election. But I think if you make it a national holiday, maybe it prompts more people to go and vote instead of fast and furiously rushing to the polls and saying it was too crowded and they couldn't make it or for whatever reason. Because I think it's atrocious that we have the kind of turnout that we have, because in these races we're talking about, these midterm races, your vote really, really does matter. Really, really does matter. And you know, it's interesting. You have a few competitive states in play and some big issues in play. Marijuana, legalizing it, even medical marijuana in some cases. And then this past week you had Kentucky Senator Rand Paul saying that the Republican brand sucks. That's what he said. The Republican brand sucks when it comes to getting out the vote. His words, not mine. He said, what we're saying is we're actually on the right track and we're actually doing a lot of things right that we should be doing, which is engaging Hispanic voters and black voters and Asian voters. But Republicans have been talking to women across the country, not just for 4 months before an election, but for 4 years. And that's what he says. Rand Paul says that the Republicans are not doing the right thing with the brand. Priebus is saying that we are actually doing a lot of the things right. We are doing a lot of things well, and saying that Republicans are winning the female vote, and that's including Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, who's ahead in the polls against the challenger, Allison Grimes. And so is it that we've spent, you know, way too much time, is what he's saying, Rand Paul, showing up at the end, and they have to do better along the way. And the Democrats are saying that they have a better ground game. Regardless, in the end, no matter what the message is, convoluted, confusing, or punching back and forth, it only counts when it counts. In other words, the votes. When the votes are in, that's when we know who did a better job in whatever election, who had a better message, who did better at backing their people. Well, not just with money, but with, I think, people on the ground and getting people to vote and register and all that kind of stuff. So come Wednesday, are we going to see there's going to be a bunch of runoff elections? Are we going to find that some of the races we thought were going to be tight weren't quite so tight? Are we going to find there's a lot of accusations of fraud? There's always something. And we've already had one thing with the voting machine supposedly being tampered with, so that wouldn't be a shock if we see that again. And then afterwards, and into Wednesday, it's going to be tempting to find out officially if Jeb Bush jumps into the race on the Republican side for president and Hillary Clinton jumps into the race. In fact, because there's so much speculation, some of her key advisors are saying that it would be stupid to accelerate her timetable to announce whether she's going to run for president, even though she's got backers that want her to enter the race after Tuesday's congressional elections. They really want that to happen. But why does she jump in this year? Does she just wait and make it her own? And now already they're floating the idea that she's probably going to decide after January 1st and just get through the holidays and just focus on the whole holiday thing and then come out of the holidays. And, you know, let's face it, would it be the biggest stunner if she said she wasn't going to run? Of course it would be. Jeb Bush, I think, is going to surprise a few people who don't think that he's going to really try to go for it. But I think he is, knowing what I know from a few pretty good insiders. I'd say it's a sure bet, and it would be more shocking to me if he decided not to go for it. Because he wanted it badly last time around, many, many years ago, when people always say, well, it was supposed to be that Bush that got it, wasn't it? It doesn't matter. That's all history now. But another Bush in the White House? Can you imagine if it came down to Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton? Would you give Jeb Bush much of a chance, be honest, against Hillary Clinton if it came down to that? On that ticket? And if it was Hillary, if she was the nominee, there would have to be pressure to push on the Republican side for a woman, but they're not floating any women. There's women whose name comes up, but it's on the very back of the list for the Republicans, so that's not really the direction the Republican Party is going in. I suppose that could be a VP thing, which I guess that's what would happen. Or maybe not. Maybe just go with who they think this is the strongest people, and too bad if it's, you know, if the Democrats run a woman, that's not going to force us to do that. But there's definitely strategizing going on behind the scenes. So as much as it's about the midterm elections, it's also about positioning for the next presidential run. And traditionally, less people vote in the midterms, come out to vote in the midterms, than they do for a presidential race. There's more excitement and more of a feeling that there's so much more on the line. But actually, there's a ton on the line in the midterm elections because it's your voice in Washington. So I never really, really have understood that. I would think it would be the opposite almost, because you have less say with the Electoral College weighing in heavily. The numbers, it's a numbers game in the presidential race. Coming up on the flip side, our weekly re-rack. In case you missed it, I got a ton of email about Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, talks about the issues and talks about politics these days and what he hates about him. Next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is at San Quentin, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's a blue room.
I've laughed about that. That they, you know, in the business, you're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay.
You know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political log jam, although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name? And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party is a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like the other two, and you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it, but people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later, I was the governor. And
yeah.
See, they can't, the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, it would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections. Is the Senate going to flip?
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
Touché, for sure. One of the things that people, well, you say voters educating themselves. One of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very racist, because you notice that right away when ISIS came around, they said they were going to sneak in through our Mexican border. Well, lo and behold, if you go back and if the story of 9/11 is true, they came through Canada. They did not come through Mexico. So you can't secure a border to that level. Do we want to be East Berlin? That's my question. Are we going to be East Berlin where we put walls up? I live in Mexico half the year. That's why my show's called Off the Grid. I'm down there off the grid. But point being, I travel across the border twice a year and live in a foreign country for 6 months of the year or more. And when I return to the United States, it's like Checkpoint Charlie. The only thing missing are the Army tanks, and I'm sure they're on their way. Is that what we want our country to stand for?
Yeah, we don't want to see the tanks, that's for sure. And we saw what happened in Ferguson.
I mean, and the point there, I just saw a poll today. I was doing my show. And did you know that well over 26, but by far and away, Pakistan second at 8%, China at 6%. It's like 23 or 24% of the world said they fear war. Who do they fear the most? The United States of America.
Wow.
Now, is that 25 years ago, people in other countries looked to the United States. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be us. Today, they completely fear that we're going to rain war upon them. I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I mean, I thought they were supposed to lean on us, the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor, and that's how the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem's this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah.
But
when you're in,
end up like me, you know, I'm called controversial, I'm called this and that, and I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth, you know. Look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad. You're called a truther, that's something bad. So that means lying is good?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little different.
Exactly. You have different colored glasses. Yeah. They work.
No,
yeah.
Truly, one of my main people on my staff said, "Governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does."
Yeah, yeah. That's why you were elected, that's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and with the airstrikes, we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And
yeah.
I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40?
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster or give them an injection? See, I'm anti-death penalty, but or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah, the injections especially, you're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look at its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
I got a meeting on that. Yours is a great show that will help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage where you can't make over so much. And before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on 15 or 10 to 15, $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
10 to 15 million or 20, yeah. I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today. It's gone up 400-500%. How about a salary cap at the top?
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. Salary cap.
What about minimum wage? Let's put a salary cap at the top.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Jump on this. 855-266-5283. Jesse Ventura, we'll catch you on Off the Grid and your podcast, We the People. We appreciate you hanging with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And keep up the good work. Keep talking, because communication, we need it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
No surprise, many of you are fixated on what's going to happen in the Senate and in some of the other races in your particular area. So the mailbag is full. Let's go check it.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Gary in Indiana. I love that. He sent us a couple of emails over the years. Gary, Indiana. Get it, Gary, Indiana. All right, so Gary says, Kate, I think the economy always trumps everything else that ails us. We might be furious about immigration. We might be upset about foreign affairs. We might hate Obamacare. And I guess that's economy related, but it always comes down to the wallet, as I have often heard you say. Wouldn't you think that in most areas we care about what's happening to us with unemployment, what's going on with taxes, and how we can afford to live? It feels like the middle class is being booted out of this country. Yeah, I think that it does feel that way for a lot of people, where it's the check-to-check thing, right? So heading to the polls on Tuesday, what are people most concerned with? The economy, the economy, the economy is definitely on top. I'd say the economy, I'd say other domestic issues. I mean, you know, Ebola has been thrown into some of these polls, and Ebola might pop up, but it definitely is trumped by economy, healthcare, Social Security, all that kind of stuff. And especially when you think of baby boomers and aging and who are the voting populace, it's older people who go and vote. So right now, Republicans hold a 9-point lead in dealing with the economy. There just was an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll that was released, and it showed overall Republicans have an edge with the economy ahead of the Democrats, who have 39%, or Democrats have 39%. They have an edge. They have an edge over the Democrats. And they're up on Democrats, too, by a couple of points on the whole Ebola thing. But I still see Ebola as just one little concern compared to the monetary concerns of most people, because it really does go back to that. And it also goes back to the president, you know, the negative view of the president. How much does that hurt Democratic candidates or not? Does he drag some of the Democratic fates and fortunes in a different direction? 41% in this particular poll of Democratic voters say they're casting a positive vote for the Democrats. 27% say they're protesting Republicans. 26% say it's a positive vote for Obama. But a huge majority want to see Obama change the direction in which he's leading the country. 67% want to see either a great deal or quite a bit of change, while 23% want just some change. So that those are the numbers to kind of watch and see if they stick. I think healthcare is one thing, and I think the disappearing middle class, you vote your wallet, you do, and especially when it comes to a midterm election, because they're the people that represent you. What are they talking about? How much do they have your trust? What's going to happen in New Hampshire? What's going to happen in North Carolina? What's going to happen in Kentucky and Louisiana? Interesting, tight Senate races. And speaking of that, Joe in Illinois says, Kate, do you think the Senate is going to become Republican majority after Election Day? Well, if I believe the poll that I was just talking about, one of them, then I would think that. I think it's so close, but if I had to pick it, I would say yeah, because the Republicans are getting the nod of being the party that won't make you have to pay as much in taxes, that won't make you have to pay as much in health care, that won't have to make you pay as much in XYZ. So if they're perceived that way, regardless of what's happening, it's about perception. Republicans need 6 net seats to become the majority. And you've got Democrats who are retiring, West Virginia, Montana, South Dakota. Then you have the re-electors that I've mentioned over and over again, but I'll say it again, Louisiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Alaska. Obama, not popular there, lost in those states when he was running for re-election. And then what happens in Colorado and in New Hampshire? So there's a couple of different paths for the Republicans to take, and those are going to be the races to watch for sure. What happens to the Democrats? What happens to the Republicans? Are they ahead of the expectations in places like New Hampshire and in Virginia? And if they, you know, if they lose, if the Democrats lose, what does that mean for the Democrats elsewhere? Like, for example, I can give you an example of the other side. Democratic Senator Mark Warner from Virginia should cruise past the Republican Ed Gillespie. But if Gillespie stays within 5 points or so, then that means that there's not as strong a support. And I think that matters, too. And then you've got Senator Shaheen. And the thought is that she would hold off the Republican challenger, Scott Brown, the former senator from Massachusetts. But that's not a given either. So if he keeps it close, and he beats Shaheen, then look out, especially in those couple of races. So it's going to be interesting. And we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage here on America Tonight. We're going to go live to a lot of different places and talk to people around the country in some of these key spots as to what's happening and get a sense for what's going on in some of these campaign headquarters and whatnot, and some of the races are called and stuff. So we'll see. The polls show overall the Republicans have the edge, but that doesn't mean anything because it's about the vote. So Democrats are not going to be discouraged by that. Independents aren't going to be discouraged by it. In fact, everyone should go out and vote. I mean, that's the bottom line. Go out and vote, period. Here's one from the Ripple Man, and the Ripple Man says, I could think of ripples in a couple of different ways. The Ripple Man says, hey, Kate, I get the sense that you're sick of it all, too. I have to tell you, I'm tired of the same old politics coming out of Washington, but it's so easy to say that, yet nobody does anything. I've heard you talk about phone trees before and being much more involved, and that if somebody is upset with who represents them, if they don't like what's happening, they need to become much heavier involved in what's happening around them. And I agree. And on that note, I have done that. I am even helping at a polling place just to get my feet wet and jump into the whole thing, as they say, and I'm actually pretty excited about it. Good for you. I mean, you can be a, you know, precinct captain eventually. You can help at a polling place. You can help with your party. You can, you know, there's a million things you can do. Get involved. Get involved. That's the key, instead of just whining. Here's one from Pete. Pete says, medical marijuana, here we come in the Sunshine State. I can't believe we don't have it already. I think by the time the sun comes up on Wednesday, Kate, smoking a doob when you're terminally ill will not be forbidden. I don't know. They think if there's more young people that come out and vote, that will happen. But what about the older people? Are they going to vote in that direction or not? I mean, you know, here's the whole thing. A lot of the diseases people have when they're older, that's what the medical marijuana is for. But are they going to want to use marijuana to supplement some of the drugs that they've been taking? Are you going to be able to convince some of the older people of that, especially if they're maybe more conservative or have certain views about pot or whatever? I don't know. I think that if they have enough mix of older and younger, it wouldn't matter. I don't know. Because so many other states have passed it, and we're talking about medical marijuana, I'm going to say that it probably ekes across. Although the amount of seniors, I mean, that's really what we're talking about. That's 56% of Floridians, 65 and older, really, really vote. So what direction are they going to go in? Are they going to approve of it? I think a lot of them would approve of it because of how it could help them possibly if they had a certain diseases where it would work instead of all of the pharmaceutical drugs. And that's the way they're pushing the measure in Florida. That's what a lot of the spots say. Here's one from Alex. And Alex says, hi, Kate. I'm wondering just how many people you think will vote in this election. Oh, nowhere near what I think should vote in this election. Think of how many people we have in this country. And think of, if it's 300 million plus, well, how many aren't voting age? How many are voting age? We never get anywhere near a number that I think we should be at. And according to using census numbers and what other people have said at polling places, you know, you don't even get 50%, which I think is awful that you don't even get to 50%. You're not asking for a lot. All right, here's something on a totally different matter. This one from Peter, who says, Kate, did you hear what the Weather Channel guy had to say about the environment? I was kind of stunned that he said it, but I guess he was a guest on one of the CNN shows. And he doesn't believe in global warming. I think there's so much tug of war over this. Will we ever decide? Well, I think it's an ongoing debate in some areas for sure, especially in the media. And you're right. John Coleman, the Weather Channel co-founder, has said that before, but he was just on the tube and he was on a CNN show and he said it. And he said that the government only gives money to scientists who will present their hypotheses and they don't have any choice. If you're going to get the money, you have to present their position. Those are the ones the government pays for. That doesn't make it right. That only means it's bought and paid for. Wow, how interesting, huh? The truth. Coming up next, the little football.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Tom extends the hands, takes the step, play fake to Vereen, throws to LaFleur, and go Patriots! Got him on the slant!
Parr, out of the shotgun, this will be the last play of the first quarter, takes the snap, three-man rush by the Hawks, thrown near side, ball is picked off, it's Bruce Irvin, he's got it at the 30, the 25, he's on the move, 15, 10, quarterback to beat, he is in, touchdown, Seahawks! Bruce Irvin is coming alive!
And throw Tannehill. Meantime, pulls it back down. Runs to his left. Now throws it wide open. Touchdown, Miami.
Sanchez. Rolling. Looking. Fires. And it is caught, I believe. Yes, touchdown! Jeremy Maclin, his second of the game. And that could be the dagger that finishes Houston.
Fasano, tight wing right side. Fake denial, Davis. Slant pattern is knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Caught by Fasano off the deflection. It stretches for a touchdown. Kansas City. Anthony Fasano caught the deflected pass on his back. And the Chiefs get a touchdown. It was deflected by Calvin Pace. And Fasano caught it on his hip as he was on the ground.
Alton hands it to Hill. Jeremy. Running through the line. Jeremy. He's off to the races at the 35. High steps at the 30. Inside the 20.
Yeah.
Makes the tackle.
Yeah.
At the 10.
Woo.
And goes 60 yards for a Bengals touchdown.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill. That's big time right there.
I formation behind Teddy, third and goal from the one. Extra offensive lineman to the right. Asiata runs behind it. Lowers the helmet at the two. Reaches for the end zone. Touchdown! Matt Asiata has hit the trifecta. Three rushing touchdowns for the second time this season. And the Vikings lead 27-26. Let's go!
40 under break. The huddle comes to the line quickly. Kaepernick keeps the ball. Trying to sneak it in. He's pushed from behind. Let's see as they unpile. There are 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. No move yet by the officials. No signal.
They're going to give the Rams the football.
The Rams have the ball. Kaepernick is ruled to have lost the ball.
Wow, what a crazy week in the NFL. Unbelievable things happening, like what you just heard there. Great job, Matt Johnson, with that. The mix of week 9 in the NFL. But the Rams won on Colin Kaepernick's fumble. That was crazy. The Eagles won, but Nick Foles, their quarterback, has a broken collarbone, probably out for 6 weeks. Tony Romo wasn't back as a signal caller for the Cowboys. The Cardinals thrashed the Cowboys. And there were all kinds of crazy finishes to some of these football games, including, once again, the Minnesota Vikings. Matt, what is going on with the Vikings? Thank goodness in my pool this time I decided I can't go against the Vikings. And luckily they won and beat the Washington Redskins 29-26. But what was interesting is there were a lot of Indian groups protesting the Redskins outside of the stadium in Minneapolis, not happy with the Redskin name. There's more and more pressure to change that. But what's going on? Teddy Bridgewater, what's happening with Teddy Bridgewater?
He is a little inconsistent, but he's improving. That's definitely for sure. And the one thing a lot of people have said that they liked about him is he makes a horrible pass. He missed a wide-open Cordarrelle Patterson, but then came back, was able to, like, regroup and not get lost in what he missed opportunities, I guess. And he's able to still lead the team, and we came out, squeaked by on a victory. So that's all you can ask for, though. But it just shows you how inconsistent the league is as a whole, because you have this high-flying Cowboy team that loses to the Redskins and their third-string QB, and then they get beat by the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, nutty craziness, that's for sure. And I mentioned the thing with the Eagles. That's big news that Foles is out. They beat Houston 31-21, but with him gone, the thing that's interesting is Mark Sanchez is the backup quarterback, and he might just be okay. To be able to handle things for the Eagles anyway, in place of Nick Foles. He's no Nick Foles, but he looked okay if he's got to be able to be in there. I trust Sanchez better than some of these other backups. Look what we saw from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was one game, and you just got to wait until the media and the fans start getting all over Sanchez, because he did throw 2 interceptions, so just wait.
That's true. He threw 2 interceptions. Look, I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm okay with the win. It's good. 6-2. It's nice because now tied with the Cowboys in the NFC East, and it's bad. Foles hurting his left shoulder late in the first quarter. Not good. So Sanchez throws a couple of interceptions, but still 202 yards and 2 touchdowns. And how about, I think one of the big stories of the day is what has gone on with San Diego. They started off so hot. Now they're lousy. Miami kills them 37-0. They weren't even in the game. I would have never thought that, even though it was played in Miami. And say what you want, but the Dolphins obviously are a lot better than we gave them credit for. And the Chargers aren't quite as good.
Yeah, I mean, they just, I can't remember who it was, but they shut somebody out. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And then they get shut out themselves this week. And as the owner of Phillip Rivers in my fantasy league, I definitely know the pain, because he gave me a -2 points. So that wasn't very good. And then you also have Denver, who was, I think people started to put them as the number one team in the NFL in the last couple of weeks. Seattle has kind of come back to earth, and Denver's defense was improving. Peyton Manning had the offense going. They get just routed in New England. So who knows what's going on.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Who knows
Arizona.
What's going on?
What about Arizona? Nobody's talking about them. They're 7-1, I think, right?
No, they're amazing. They're having, like, one of their best seasons ever. You have to go back to the 70s to see this kind of Arizona team. So they beat up Dallas 28-17. I mean, Dallas was never in this game. It was really all about Arizona and the way they play. Carson Palmer, 3 touchdowns. And, you know, he made an early mistake, but he's able to bounce back. And Brandon Whedon was terrible as a backup quarterback for Tony Romo.
You guys wish they had Kyle Orton now.
Yeah, and they screw up some contract thing, and that's why he wasn't with them. And they need Kyle Orton. They don't have him. So instead, I don't think Whedon is going to be able to cut it for him. And they could be in trouble because when does Tony Romo come back? They're going on the road to London next. And supposedly he's going to play in that game. And then they get into the meat of their order, like the Philadelphia Eagles and some other teams that they've got to take on. And not a good place for them to be with him having to step in there. I mean, Romo was stalking the sidelines with a headset because of fractures of 2 small bones in the back. And it's not related to the herniated disc that he had last year and the surgery to remove a cyst early in 2013. But, you know, now they're going to London for the game against Jacksonville. And he's going to make the trip, they say. But I would think it would be smarter to keep him back, let him get more rest. But, you know, then they've got a bye week. So he may not play in this next one either. That would give him two more weeks plus to really get rejuvenated or fix, you know, what ails him, hopefully, for the Cowboys' sake. And, you know, it's crazy. And you mentioned nobody gives Arizona credit. Larry Fitzgerald, longest active streak with at least one catch to 157 games now. Longest active streak. That's pretty impressive. And he had a 31-yarder on a third down on the first scoring drive while the Cardinals were at that point trailing 10-0. And once again, he was great for Arizona, and Carson Palmer has really found a home, because anybody that was drafted along with Carson Palmer, they're not doing anything, much of anything. Jacksonville and Cincinnati went at it, and I thought, oh my gosh, Jacksonville's actually going to win, but of course they didn't in the end. Cincinnati won, and these are some of the highlights that you obviously heard. Our game of the week was the Broncos and New England, and New England took care of business over Denver. 43-21 was the final score. Nobody nailed the score. All of us were picking the Broncos for the most part, and we had like, I had 38-34. Matt had 28-24. Most of the people that called in were 24-17, 24-14, that kind of stuff. So none of us were close as to what happened there. And in New England, they found a way, and there was snow on the ground to get it done. Don't forget about nailing the score. Back to our normal time. It will be throughout the rest of the season. That's on our Wednesday into Thursday show in our final segment. Any thoughts on America Tonight? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.